for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived.
Hey guys, back on with Tony. So I have a friend, he's a firefighter. He's actually my last firefighter friend left in the fire department that I was persecuted out of. He recently messaged me the other day, and I've been trying to get him to understand the anti-synthetic, anti-nano devices and stuff like that, and how to mitigate against weapons you may not understand that you may be sensitive to because you're filled to the hilt with nanosynthetics that make you more susceptible to a lot of devices and things around us that we have no clue are modulating against us, essentially. He went into a box store, and shortly after he was in that box store, him and his wife felt like they were hit by a gosh dang train. What I would try to explain to him is that a lot of these places have clean air systems, and these clean air systems basically work with nano. They actually deliver nano into the air. And one of them is called Nano Strike. So you can go look that up yourself and see what is all out there and what you're surrounded by. And people just buy these things and they install these things as if they are good for you and they're going to manage your health and make you safe, right? But something to look into. And it may not necessarily be that, that particular area. And I might insert a little clip of some frequency that I recorded probably 2 years ago now of that area. And it's insane. The amount of infrastructure that is around. So that could be a little bit of both, especially sending energized nano synthetics that are released specifically to target your lungs. So that's one thing. That's what's going on. I said, hey, I need you to come over to my house and let's just get you in that tub and get you triangled. And another thing to think about too is he's public safety. In the public safety today, whether you're police or you're fire, you're surrounded by modulating technology all day long. And these folks are saturated to the hilt with radiation. And the reason I say that is because I can go up to anybody in public safety, and I've done it multiple times in the last year or so when they would still talk to me, and put a couple drops of Lugol's iodine on their forearm. Gone within 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes even 10 minutes. Gone. Three drops on the forearm, gone. That tells you right there how saturated they are. Because they basically operate out of Faraday cages with the devices with them. Basically, they're fire trucks filled to the hilt with antennas, Bluetooth, and routers. Ambulances, the same. Cop cars, the same. Okay? So I had them come over, and then I got them in the bath and, you know, did my little bath protocol. I just posted a video on my bath protocol. And the stuff that came out of this guy is unreal. Of course, these days you have to go ahead and tell he's unjabbed, okay? Like it makes a difference really anymore at this point. But he's not taking the shot or whatever, but he got in that tub, man, the stuff that was coming out of him, man, it was insane. So that's what I'm going to show to Tony is what I found. This is the first time I've ever found anything like this ever. And I've been looking. And I test this, what I found today, is I've tested for it numerous times, and this is the first time it popped up. And so here we go.
Now notice how that's already embedded itself. It's already into the tub.
And that's not even maybe an hour after. Yeah. Maybe an hour.
Because, okay, one thing I want to reiterate, because people have this idea about nano. It's an operating system, first and foremost. Self-assembles, self-replicates, self-repairs. What you're seeing in the tub is an assembly going on and a replication going on. Okay, this is just an hour after the guy gets done and the water is gone, and you're seeing that's a network. Some of you might think, well, that's just dead skin. You know, from the that collected. There's that too, but you've got to remember it uses anything that's available to network, whether it be a peptide, protein, carbohydrate, carbon, polymer, whatever. Mm. And the tub is made out of whatever, and it's adhered to the tub and it's engaged in the assembly. So this is right off the bat. So we have them understand this isn't just dirt off the skin, you know, dead skin and just dirt. This is, we're looking at something, and you can see it all around.
Yeah, he came straight from work. He took a shower before he left work, and he's only a 20-minute drive from my house from where he was.
Yeah. Look at all that.
So that's my finding that was kind of unorthodox. And trust me, I've been testing this. I test all this garbage that comes off of us nonstop. And I know what the background microwave, microwatt energy or measurable microwave energy is in my home at all times. Everybody should know that about me by now. But anyway, so I cleaned it up. That was typical background radiation or microwave energy that's in my house. Typically, obviously when I'm not get assaulted. And I posted a video about that the other day too. So now I'm going to show you what I did put in the tub when I strained it. And so, and there was a couple of people on my channel that asked me what I use. And this is just a mesh. This nano and these synthetics are attached to so much goopy stuff that comes off of you, the biofilms and all that stuff. It's going to catch it. It's because it's going to accumulate and build up. So you're going to catch a lot of garbage that comes off of you. So that's what it looks like from a photo image anyway. I put it under the microscope. And it's pretty much how it looks inherently. You see there's no synthetics on it. So I drained the tub. Okay, just so you know, this is a short-haired guy. He's an older guy. He got no long hairs on him, okay? And I cleaned this tub spick and span before he got in it, all right?
And that's not a hair.
No.
That's an assembly. That's what it does. It will accumulate the proteins in your body. See those loose fibers all around? And the translucent ones? The translucent ones are in the initial stages of becoming fullerenes, whether it be double-walled, single-walled, or multi-walled fullerenes. The nanoparticles that you already have inside your body will then aggregate or agglomerate to these fibers. So what you're seeing here, these two will look like bamboo rods.
No.
Those are fully assembled fullerenes that are integrating and networking in your body. The others that you're seeing there, those aren't rope worms. Those are fullerenes in their whatever stage they're in. And if they're that thick, that means they've been in the body for quite some time. The thinner they are, the less time they've been in. Mm-hmm. And if you see them looking like cables like that, fullerene tubes, that means they have assembled and been there for quite some time. So
that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Use a triangle, right? Is that what you use?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the triangle disengaged that. That's why it's out.
And also, Tony, I want you to pay attention to a lot of off to the side there. You see that kind of like that red patches, yeah, and stuff. I'm not sure what that is, but it kind of looks like it could be some blood product potentially.
Could be blood. It could be amber. In the beginning stages, they were using amber as part of the conductivity, because amber is very conductive as well. And this looks like initiating some kind of chip assembly, the beginning stages of it.
Yeah, there were a couple places, and I think I was trying to look for one for very specifically that it actually looked like a chip, like we saw one time before.
That's the initial stages of it. So
yeah, this is insane.
That's your fiber optic network. Okay. This is about preparing you to become for a machine to assimilate you. Because the word transhuman, everyone thinks that we are going to become machines. That's not the case. The word transhuman means something is going to become human. And what's happening here is this is the circuitry that's being initiated right now in everybody's body for a machine to assimilate a host, which will be you or anybody there. It's not the transhuman what they're saying is an inversion. What you're being told is an inversion. You're already a person. You're already a body. You're already a man and woman. I don't like using the term human because human, the term itself means subspecies of man. So for something to become transhuman, it's not becoming trans man, it's becoming transhuman. In other words, it's becoming a human or transferring to a human. This is how they're playing their word games. This is how you have to pay attention to what they're actually saying, not how they're saying it, how they're defining it, because what they're saying, what it means, two different things. So this is a network that you're seeing, an intricate network that's being assembled. This is guys had it. Look at that. Those are all patterns of wiring and connections. Look at all that there. Holy shit.
Yeah.
See now that transparency there? Those are all patterns. Yeah, you go that way. That's the circuit board. This is how you're being wired up. This is why you shouldn't be using C60, why you shouldn't be even playing with zeolite or the terahertz wands, because all you're going to do is charge up these circuits and they're going to assemble even faster because you're giving them the power to do so. Shouldn't be using nano silver either. A lot of things that you've been told that's healthy isn't so, and that's the end result. What you're seeing, that look at that, that he
look at this, look at this right here.
Yeah,
wow,
looks like Superman's Fortress of Solitude, you know, all the
crystals.
That's what it is. It's a network. This is the network. There was a gal, her name's Angel, she's on TikTok. Forget what the heck her site is. Someone sent her to me yesterday. This gal is spot on. I mean, she is really advanced in her awareness of all this shit. And she was talking about IOB and IoT. Well, here it is. Here it is. International, yeah. Internet of bodies, internet of things.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the internet of bodies. This is what you're seeing. The networking that's assembling inside. This is why you shouldn't be eating any bread, any pastas, any rices, any cereals, any pseudo grains like quinoas, buckwheat, or any of that oat, barley, because these things have already been prepared for conversion. The GMOs that we're talking about and genetically engineering of the foods is designed so that they can be more utilized by this technology as raw building block. You're not getting anything out of it. Most are using these things are still not able to go to the washroom, still can't shit.
Right.
That's why, because it's not going where it needs to go. And when you're taking these silica products, they tell you it's going to remove aluminum, which is bullshit. Doesn't do that. Silica can actually cause testicular cancers because it's so small, it's on a nanoscale. And when it passes through you, this is your colon. This is your colon wall. They're saying it passes through you. It passes through the lining of your colon and winds up into the bloodstream again. And it's not talking about going out the back door. It's talking about passing through the colon and again being utilized as part of the construct. You have carbon and silica, which are superconductors.
Yeah, this whole agenda is about getting conductors in you. Yeah. Semiconductors, it doesn't matter. As long as it can conduct something or be able to transmit or to help build a antenna system in you, exactly. They're going to try to get it in you.
Exactly. Well, that's it. That's the internet of bodies, because they want you networked with an AI or the internet. Oh, go back up there again. Oh, right there. Ah, look at that. Now, what is that? Some people say, well, that's graphene. No, that isn't graphene. That might be black carbon. Black carbon is not graphene. Or that could be a burnt material. That's what happens when a pulse hits something that hard. It will actually cause it to basically self-destruct. See all that black shit all over the place? Again, mm-hmm. it's all destroyed. It doesn't have a chance. That is done. That'll just come out. That stuff there. But all of that stuff you see to the left there and underneath looks like glass or looks like it's translucent. Those are your proteins. That's what, you know, they call them polymers, or they'll call them hydrogels. Same thing.
You see this right here, Tony, yep. down here in this corner? Yep. Looks like a little piece of wood. Yep. I've seen a lot of that garbage in people.
That's been there a long time. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
That's multi-layered cabling. That's what that is. You know, when you get a bunch of cables and put them in a tube, that's what you're seeing there. Look at all that. I'm looking at the transparent stuff there. That is amazing how much of that shit he's got in him.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
That's everybody. There's no excuses. You're not exempt. If you're breathing the air, you're walking outside, you're going into a store, you're eating any of the food, drinking any of the water, you're putting that inside of you.
So back in the day, I will tell you, he's similar to me in a way, because he and I were often called like the organic kings, right? Everything's organic. Organic is like if somebody's going to go shopping at the station and buy our lunch or buy our food, and I'll be like, is it organic? That'll be my first question. Is it organic?
Organic means FA today.
That's right.
You haven't eaten organic since the 60s. All this marketing about eating organic. Oh, it tastes better. Yeah, your ass tastes better. You're thinking it's all placebo. There's no way you can have an organic material when chemtrails are dumping down everything down on your food supply. There's no way you can have organic. If you got 10 farmers spraying any kind of genetic material, the blowback, the winds, the bees, the birds, the grasshoppers, the rabbits, the deer, will spread that everywhere. GMO pollen travels a mile and a half an hour, north, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. In the course of a day, it almost goes 40 miles. In the course of 50 years, it's gone over 700,000 miles. That covers all of North America. North, south, east, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. And with all this shit that's been going on in the last, 8 or 9 months, trains derailing, dumping chemicals into the water table, you know, damaging the tributaries and everything else, God only knows what else is in the water. Plus, you have to remember, every time a farmer sprays a pesticide in the field, it goes into the water table.
Every time.
Every time. So don't think you're getting any organic. Even the organic people have to spray stuff on their... They're not spraying the same stuff, but they have to spray, because if the bugs and other pests see that they don't have chemicals, they'll gravitate to that field. They'll eat anything. You got to remember, a bee, when it pollinates a corn, a wheat, rye, barley, anything, it doesn't say, oh, wait, that guy's using Monsanto, Bayer. You know, I can't go there. No, oh, this one's using, you know, whatever. Oh, I can go there. No, it'll go there, grab the pollen from that GMO, take that pollen and put it over here in this pollen. So now you have cross-pollination going on, which is going to transfer that genetic information to that other corn. You know, if they tell you anything different, they're full of shit. This is just to keep the ignorant and the stupid stupid. So you keep spending an extra $10 for something that should only cost you $3. No difference. None.
What do you think about this big glob right here, Tony?
That's that. When you see stuff like that, usually it's the initial stages of it breaking down your protein, this protoplasm or this polymer or this biofilm. And eventually you'll start to see it take shape. So you see one end look like a bulb, and all of a sudden you'll see a stem start to stick out and develop. So this is at the very initial stages where it broke off something from the skin or from the tissue somewhere and has balled it up. I'm not really seeing anything coming out of it. So it looks like it just started. Look at that. That is circuitry in there. I mean, he is hardcore You know, you were talking earlier about the firemen carrying these devices that they're like, you know, a walking transmitter or transceiver for these devices. This radiation that they're, these frequencies they're emitting has to be causing this.
Proliferation.
Yeah, it has to be.
They have to do what you call a test. They got to test their equipment every day. Every day, they got to test every single thing every day. So they have these SCBA packs that are Bluetooth. So their face piece is Bluetooth, and it broadcasts a Bluetooth signal to their 800 megahertz radio. And so they got to test that radio and pair it up every single morning. And I did have a video a long time ago, and it don't even work no more. I'm in the habit now of downloading them and putting them in certain places, but I wasn't then, so I lost it. So I did do a video a long time ago to show you the amount of energy that comes off of those packs, these air packs that these guys are putting on. They harness it over their chest, the Bluetooth modulator's right there over your gosh dang heart, and it's sending the signal right up to your face. And so not only does it, you got two signals right here, it's broadcasting a signal down to your hip where your radio is, and it's taking that signal from your hip and broadcasting it to the command post where he can monitor, you know, your so-called where your location and see what your air is and all that kind of stuff, make sure you're moving and all that. In theory, it's all good, but at the end of the day, everybody at that scene is getting the crap modulated out of them.
Well, this is changing the DNA. These proteins are not supposed to be doing this. So the peptides inside the body are being altered to create a different function. They're constructing something that normally shouldn't be happening. You know, when people are saying they're looking under a dark scope microscopy and saying, well, everybody's got it. Everybody's already had this.
Yeah.
Everyone's already had this. I've been screaming about that for 15 years, and we've already been exposed. It has nothing to do with the jabs. The people that have the jabs, they're screwed. They're double screwed because now they have a more sophisticated operating system inserted inside of them, directly into their DNA. Everybody does have this in them. Your brain is hardwired. Your throat is hardwired. Your lungs, your heart. Your arteries, your muscle tissue, your organs. Yeah, this guy, like I said, I haven't seen that kind of sophistication of a network like this. I've seen, you know, here and there, but this guy's got full on circuit board.
Yeah, he's one of my good friends. I mean, I'm here to tell you, like, some of the stuff I get out of me is pretty bad too, but I don't have most of the stuff I get out of me is typically black, just dark, just very dark black, pretty much like that one fiber you see over there to the left or whatever, and that's pretty much all I get. But he's got almost every color in the gosh dang rainbow coming out of him.
Ones that are black are basically pooch. They're done. He's cooked them. But the green and the gray, there again. Okay, the gray one you see below, you can see it's still in a translucent stage. So still, it's in the stage of acquiring the particulates to create its assembly. But that over there, that all that translucency that we're seeing there, that's all protein. That's all pro. That's the body's protein again being reprogrammed to create this network, because nanoparticles cannot assemble by themselves. They can get together, but they cannot, there's no cohesion. They need something to make them to coalesce. So either they need a lipid, they need a carbon, or they need a protein. The early studies, and when you hear about guys talking about nano gold going to do something, nano gold isn't going to do jack shit. The guy who talked about that, he was talking out of his asshole. Okay, in the early stages, they use nano gold and nano silver, and they hit them with frequencies just by themselves. Nothing happened. It just sat there. The moment they put a ligand, and the ligand basically is a binding material, whether it be a protein, fat, or carbon. As soon as they put it in there and they hit it with a frequency, the gold lined up, bing, 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 bing on the top, singularity, and the silver lined up on the bottom in a singularity.
Wow.
once the frequencies were activated and they had something to attach themselves to, that's how they begin. That's how they engage in the self-assembly. So if you're using any kind of nano gold, you shouldn't use any nano metal at all. None of them work with you. Not one.
Right. So
nano gold, and it gets hit with a frequency, is going to be integrated into the circuit that you're seeing here.
Well, a lot of people come to me too, asking me, is this good? Is that good? And typically the same answer is, okay, it says this product says advanced technology. Okay, what do they mean by that? And that's the thing that a lot of people need to look into is, what does advanced technology mean? Do they just mean that they work very hard on the product and they did the best they could to make it? No, they're actually telling you that it actually has an advanced technology in it. And it's usually some type of synthetic nanomaterial that is actually a device. That means you're consuming a device. Not just, yeah, that's the way you have to look at it. Don't look at it any other way at this point in time. If it says advanced technology, if you look into it, 9 times out of 10, what you're going to find that there is an advanced technology device in that material every time.
Device or operating system.
Yeah.
Either one. Okay. Depending on, okay, everyone's buying this colloidal silver, 10 to 20 part per million, right? PPM.
Mm-hmm.
You contact the company, they say nano, then that's a mislabeling, because it should say PPB, not PPM. It's part per billion. That's a nanoscale. The micron is part per million. A milligram is part per thousand. We can handle part per thousand and part per million. We cannot handle part per billion. Our cells are not designed for that.
A lot of the colloidal silver is straight up nano, and some of them are, they do mislabel because you call them up and it is a mislabeling thing. And the other ones, they don't mislabel it. They tell you it's nano silver.
Yeah.
At least, I guess they have the balls to do that. And but people still buy it there.
Well, nano silver, this is what, and a lot of guys are brain dead because they don't research this properly. But nano silver will bypass your testicle, your blood barrier around your tubes. When they get in there, they shred them. That was designed to sterilize males so they can no longer produce seed. That's what that was designed to do. That's not.
You think that could it also be a testosterone disruptor?
Well, it would be, because your sac is where you produce the LH, right? That produces the testosterone. So if you shred that all to hell, you're not producing anything. The only testosterone you have is what's in your bloodstream.
Right. So again, it's the testosterone attack, like everything soy, right? So if I can get everything soy in you, I convince you to take soy, and I convince you to take this to shred your testicles, and now you don't have no testosterone at all, but you're full of soy and other estrogenic properties.
You got silica, which will fry your balls. Silver will fry your balls. Well, that's why you got to talk to the guys, right? Because they're all jocks and macho and all this shit, right? Okay, so silica will fry your balls, silver will fry your balls, titanium dioxide will fry your balls, cadmium will fry your balls. So you don't really want to be messing around with any kind of nano composition of any kind. Okay, carbon C60, this thing's touted to make you live a million years. That's such bullshit, and it's going to come out of your system. That's such bullshit. It stays in, and it gets lodged in the brain and the spine, spleen, and the liver. Again, causing organ damage. And the communications network between in your body is now being hardwired, like this stuff here. This is what they're not telling you. Okay. And then when we're talking about the, what's that, Brown's gas, the hydrogen?
Okay,
when you take that hydrogen material and then you get hit with a 6G frequency or a 7G frequency, or use that little wand now they want you to use, which I've had on my website for over 5 years, the dangers of that THZ wand. That wand now, that frequency uses the hydrogen to act as a superconductor. So now you got silver, silica, aluminum, titanium, all floating in your body. All superconductors. And what that means essentially is there's absolutely no resistance. Whatever energy you fire through there is nothing to slow it down. It's like, boom.
Right.
And it flies everything in sight. Or it will activate the construction of what we're seeing here.
Right. And another thing to just to add on to that is when we were talking earlier, also I was talking about information. And so with these terahertz wands or these other frequency devices, people have to understand that these frequency spectrums, they're all registered. And they have to be to go into manufacturing, okay? This is the thing people have to understand, is if something is manufactured and all the frequency bands that it utilizes is registered, that automatically tells me that there could be information embedded in it that you may not want in you. And that's what you have to understand. Anytime you use any type of therapy device that is registered frequency now, you're potentially asking for a hijacking.
Oh, yeah. Huge. This is why in the early stages, we told people not to use the spooky, right? Tens or zappers. Because in the beginning, the understanding we had is because of the constant hitting, you were charging these particles up to be able to do whatever construction they were doing because of the programming. And then later on, when we tried to explain that, you can't hit something like this. If you take a transistor and hook it up to a coil, and that transistor goes back and forth, it will create an AC current in the body or in whatever you're constructing. It's the same thing with these things. If you start hitting them and they modulate, what will happen with the nanotechnology, what we're just seeing there, is that it will create a morphology. In other words, if you hit it once or twice, you may think you're winning. Oh, I got it going. It's on its way out the door. I'm winning. Yay. And about the third hit, it has morphed. In other words, it has changed its design to be able to compensate for whatever's assaulting it. It's developing a defense mechanism. This is why I warn everybody not to play with these toys. If everybody still thinks in today's time that you can lock on a technology that is self-assembling, self-replicating, self-repairing, and can alter its program at a drop of a hat, because no two nanoparticles are the same size or same dimension, so you can't even really lock onto them. And they're all spinning at 100,000 modulations, each one of them, and they're all one nanosecond apart. So if you think you're going to be able to hit one, you may hit something that may not have yet engaged in a program. But once they do, and you do hit them, they have the ability to create a morphology where they can adapt, and whatever you're doing to them doesn't work anymore. Okay. This is why you have to put the technology to sleep, or you have to erase the program, or else any direct assault will create the problems we're creating. So Eric's telling you, these devices all have to be registered and trademarked. And so once they're in production, they now have to follow whatever criteria or agenda that they have to follow. And that means if they want to put an operating system in those frequencies, and which you can do today, which can be done today, voice to skull is one of the things that, you don't realize that they're putting a voice, a program, an AI, whatever, into a frequency going into your head and telling you whatever dream or bullshit they're telling you. Go get your shot. There's a big virus here and it's a monster, and the only thing that's going to protect you is the big bazooka syringe. Go get your jab. That's voice to skull. See, that's what they do. So be aware that this technology is an adaptive program. Something else that you may not have heard before. But this is an adaptive program. It will adapt. It will change. It will morph. It will compensate. And again, if it does break down, and you haven't been able to pull it out, it will repair.
Yeah, you have to understand, like these systems, like take for instance, on Wi-Fi mesh networks.
Yeah.
They've been self-healing for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what we have out in public. So if you don't think the technology that's dwelling in you isn't far more advanced than what we have out in public, you better wake up.
No, you know what? No, just stay asleep. Stay asleep. No, because see, If you tell them to wake up, they're going to do the opposite. So hit the snooze button. You know, have a deep coma sleep. Just stay asleep. Before you know it, you'll be dead anyway. Just remember to put us in your will before you die. So this way we can continue fighting.
Yeah, just, right. So we can get paid taxes on it.
We can pay taxes on it. Yes, we'll do our civil right. See, because again, if we tell you to wake up, you won't listen to that anyway. You just go, oh, I'm going back, and you sleep on your. We're in a war.
Right.
We're in a fucking war. Okay. And if you don't think we're in a war, you just saw the guys inside is being hardwired with his own protein and his own carbon and his own lipids. That's the internet of bodies. That's what they want to do to all of everybody.
Straight up, days of Noah here, brother. Yep. Days of Noah.
So,
I'd hate to see what Days of Noah actually looked like if this is the freak show it is now.
They were already hardwired into an advanced intelligence. You want to call it advanced intelligence or AI, whatever you want to call it. They weren't speaking when they were building that antenna, what they call a tower. Nobody was saying anything. They knew exactly where to go, what to do, how to do, without saying a word. That means they were already networked and programmed to build that freaking antenna. And that's where we're all going if we don't fight.
That was the first hive mind?
Yep.
First hive mind.
Got another hive mind going.
Yes, we do.
They can now put an ad in your head while you're sleeping. So imagine they want you to get this next bioweapon installed because you're not enough or you died. You're still living on good land and they got it and burning everything down costs too much money. It's easier just to kill you with a jab. So what they'll do is while you're sleeping, you'll see this big boogeyman virus coming to eat you up. And then they'll have somebody come, some super syringe will pop up saying, this is the answer. And then you'll wake up and say, oh, I have to go get my shot. Now you know where that came from. I figure there's 2% of the population in Canada, probably about the same, maybe 5% in America, because America seems to be a little bit more smarter, because there's more of you, so there's obviously more people that are saying F you on this whole thing. You know? Right. So anyway, 2%. So I look at the 2% and say, okay, I'm going to really work hard and working with this 2% so we can maintain and sustain our genetic integrity, you know, our biological integrity, our DNA integrity. The rest, do whatever you want, however you want to do it. If you think you can lollipop your way, tiptoeing through the tulip playing your ukulele, thinking everything's okay, and, you know, the power of positive bullshit and the universe is going to do whatever, you carry on. You ain't going to be around much longer. But the rest, said no the first time, like to lose jobs and lose positions and had to endure tribulation, if you will, them I'm more concerned with because they fought. They stood up. They had the balls and the testicular integrity to stand up and say, I'm not doing it. The rest, oh well, they look at you.